Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with those two unapologetically biased, orange-blooded homers, Sean and Joe.
Most bullshit thing I've seen in 30 years.
What's up, Q's Nation? Welcome to the Q's Militia Podcast with Sean and Joe. If you like it, please share it. The universal handle for the socials is at Q's Militia. Go there, join the militia. We are the only Syracuse sports podcast centered around giving you, the fans, a voice of welcome. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, buddy.
Is there such a thing? Today was awful for me. Anyway.
Yeah, pretty rough.
Yeah. It's Monday. I got Mondays and Fridays are both Mondays at work for me. I don't know how it is for you, but those are the two worst days of the week.
No, Fridays are definitely not the worst for me, buddy.
Really? At work even?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I mean, I can kind of keep the mental out and just, hey, this is the last day.
Monday, all the jobs begin, and on Friday, all the jobs end, sprinkled with starts and finishes in between. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
No, you have daily jobs.
We get daily jobs, weekly jobs.
So most of them take weeks.
We're going to have Tyler on today. We're going to talk about Cody Roscoe and Wes O. There has been really not any large breaking news since we were last here, since last week. We talked about the TBT.
I saw some type of like speculation story from McAllister about how we might have a chance to get a top, I don't know, top, maybe the top recruiting class in 2022, is it, whatever, with Dior Johnson, you know, and then they have that thing with Dior Johnson working out with Syracuse gear. So I mean, again, all speculation, and people got to find stuff to write about. It was pretty good, you know, but if the chips fall. But
yeah, 2022 right now, if you think about how long this year has felt, It's like a decade away. It's insane. So look, I did figure. Oh, and we're gonna bring Tyler on. I don't know if I talked about that. Did I talk about
that?
We're gonna do that.
Yeah, you did.
So anyway, he's on standby. But real quick, before we do that, I want to just mention, rate, review, subscribe, iTunes, if you have already, we appreciate it. If you have not, we would appreciate a 5-star. Rating and written review if you could. And you know, if you got nothing nice to say, as I always say, just keep it to yourself, you know. So the trolls are popping through here and there.
Everyone's allowed their own opinion, right?
So they're allowed. I just, why would you hurt my feelings for no reason? That's all I'm saying. So
some people don't care.
I know. Well, no one cares. Go on Twitter. No one cares.
Look, I get it.
No one cares. Next weekend is the 4th of July. I'm skipping next weekend, bro. It's the 4th of July. I know this isn't a weekend, but still, I'm not even going to bother. Unless something drastic happens, we're just going to take that week off. Because it's the 4th of July. It's my 16th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Congrats,
to my lovely
buddy.
Wife. Yeah, she's put up with me every day for not just 16 years, but however long ago 1997 was.
Yeah.
23.
A long time ago.
Yeah. So anyway, probably skip that unless something really cool happens. The other thing is I figured out how to do a call-in show, the best way to do a call-in show. And this is how it'll work. So I hope everybody is listening, because this is going to be the best way that this works. When I put it out on Twitter and Facebook like I normally do, you'll get in my inbox, whether it's a DM on Twitter or something on Facebook, and I will hit you back when it's time to call. I'll give you the number. You call when I hit you back. So that way there we can, you're not giving, you know, I'm not calling you. I'm not giving you, you're not giving me your number or whatever.
Right.
You know, so that way there, you know, we can do it in a more organized fashion instead of, gosh, I mean, just people calling and calling and calling for the first 25 minutes and only getting to four of them. So
right.
Anyways, that's how we'll do that. Figured it out. It doesn't sound very difficult. It's amazing. It took us, took me this long to figure it out. I got no help from Joe, so he figured nothing out.
No, but that's, I don't okay. Really, you know, that's not my shtick. You know what I mean?
No, it's, but just... I did ask for, you know, some help.
Oh, I'm not great with that technology stuff. What about Zoom? Can't we have multiple people call in and then kick people off?
Yeah, you could do Zoom if you want to do, what if people don't want to be on video?
They don't have to share the video, right?
They don't. Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, no, you have no idea. Okay.
How about this?
I need a little help.
How about this? When you see it on Twitter and Facebook, get in the DMs. We'll hit you back up. And I think that's going to work best. And maybe even we'll have like a James or a Tyler on. We can talk to all three of us, yeah. You know, since, you know, whatever. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. I can't wait. And when are we going to do it? I don't know. We don't know yet. When we do it, it's going to be fun. And y'all know, obviously, before we get into everything here, you guys know that this show is distributed by Armchair Media, and its title sponsor is what, Joe? What's the title sponsor? Come on, you should know this.
US.
What? What did he say, folks? He doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. It's betonline.ag. See, this is why Joe's not allowed to do any of this stuff.
Bet online. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Look, there's no shortage of action going on right now. We just had a weekend, back-to-back NASCAR races, which was just great. Just great.
Yeah, I didn't see any of it.
I saw one. I was in the Outer Banks on Saturday, so I just listened to the in-car on that one. But I saw most of the one yesterday, and it's back. As we know, the NBA is coming back. There's speculation that baseball is coming back. We'll see. They're slowly coming back.
The UFC has been putting up some lit fights.
Yeah, the UFC has been doing great. Boxing, as I mentioned, NASCAR. Those have resumed. So, you know, BetOnline has the best lines and odds for any upcoming games and matches. If you need more, BetOnline has simulated NFL, NBA, and UFC happening live every day for devout gamblers like all of you. I know you can go check it out. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino games, poker tournaments, and the best props in the business. Visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device and join now to receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts. Joe, guess who's back, Joe? Guess who's back for a little bit? We're going to try them out again. They're going to try us out again. However it works. I don't know. I'm not in charge of these things.
Am I supposed to? Do you really want me to guess?
I don't know. Choice? You really let me down last time. So maybe it's not the best idea. But Manscaped is back. For all of you that missed the Manscaped deal last time, now is your chance. Start taking notes because Manscaped... accidents, those are finally a thing of the past with Manscaped. Manscaped Lawnmower 3.0 has been designed now, and this is the third generation, hence the 3.0, and it features advanced skin-safe technology so you can keep your bad boys nice and smooth. The Manscaped engineering team has obsessed over technology developments to provide you with the best tools for your grooming experience, and they will spend 18 months They did spend 18 months perfecting this newest Lawnmower 3.0, okay? This is the latest and greatest, obviously. That's why I keep talking about it. Yeah. So, when I tell you it's premium, I mean premium. The battery, okay, lasts up to 90 minutes. So, you can like, take your time or you can take, you know. Oh. Right, that sounds brutal, right?
That's insane. Depends like the size of the forest, you know?
Right. The water-resistant technology allows you to shave in the shower. Bros, come on, get after it. And by the way, not necessarily just for bros. I mean, it's called Manscaped, but I mean, come on. You know, I mean, I won't get into it, but you guys pick up.
Well,
on
I know
laying
I said
down.
It before, man, but that sounds dangerous. Shaving in the shower still just sounds dangerous to me. But
I don't know, bro. It says water resistant. So,
hey.
One of the coolest features, though, is the LED light, which illuminates the grooming area, Joe. So if you, you know, if you have a hard time seeing down there to begin with, it puts a spotlight on it so you can make sure you steer clear of everything, you know, some things or whatever. So, you know, and let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud because of the intelligently designed stand. It's convenient charging back powered by USB. So many people have written stories about how the Lawnmower 3.0 has changed their lives. You know, ask Cuse Waterboy about the landscape or the Lawnmower 2.0. Changed his life. Can you imagine what a 3.0 would do? You want to try it out? Go try it out for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code armchair at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code armchair. You're welcome. You won't regret it. I can't imagine what kind of goodies come in that bag either. Because yeah. I know my bag was full of great stuff.
No, are you going to get another goodie bag?
No, I think I'm stuck with the 2.0, unfortunately. But you know what? It works just
say,
fine.
I'm not taking your hand-me-downs.
Huh? I mean, look. You can use an alcohol swab on it. Hey, it'll be all right. It never nicked
I'll
me
tell
once.
You what, this is,
no...
I was going to guess them, actually. You should have let me guess. I would have been right on this one.
Oh, I bet you would have. Anything else before we bring Tyler on, Joe?
Yeah, these guys, honestly, Manscaped, I don't know if you watch or like stream a lot of like television and stuff, but when they have like those commercials inside like Hulu and some of these other places, like they've been putting out commercials. They're actually really funny and I mean they're pretty good, man. I'm not gonna lie to you. Like,
let's just say sometimes
I'm glad they're back on the wagon, bro. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they're a great sponsor and they're a lot of fun. But I'm a little bit of I don't know, I'm not a prude really, but I mean some of the things they put in the read, let's be honest, I leave out. Okay?
Yeah.
So I mean if you could only imagine how bad it could get, it trust me, if you thought that was what I did was borderline, the actual read crosses the line.
Well, I mean everyone's a little different with that, right?
So, exactly.
Some people are a little bit more private, some people are a little bit more open to, you know, so but,
yeah, I mean
hey, to each his own.
Right. And who's listening? I don't know. That's the thing. I have no idea. All right.
Exactly.
All right. Let's bring Tyler on. All right. Join us now. Boom. Former Syracuse defensive end and current Cuse Militia football expert, Tyler Morona. How you doing, buddy?
Good. I'm doing really well.
Oh,
and
don't sound
funny.
Too excited to be on.
Yeah, how'd you like the Jackie? How'd you like the Jackie Moon introduction?
That was good. That sounded like that's like dead '90s, right? That's like Seinfeld stuff, which is crazy because like that I was born in '94, so really like that's like even before my time. But I feel good, man. You know, being out of the podcast game and being out of kind of the Syracuse football deal, I feel like very much retired now and on to a next phase of my life. So. Feels good to be on. I get like my fix of Syracuse football.
Yeah, so we were going to have you on last week, but you were a little busy. So, in fact, we still have the same show. It's the same show. There's been really nothing new. Joe saw something today. I don't know. You never verified it, though, Joe.
Yeah, it's verified.
Okay.
I didn't really find the details of one way or another, but the receiver there that came to Syracuse in the middle of the season last year from Canada – who's, you know, big body, had some big numbers in what's like equal to a JUCO university up in Quebec. He decided to transfer and go back to Canada. So, you know, there was a bunch of people that thought that he might be a diamond in the rough type, but hey, out of sight, out of mind. Never saw him. He's gone.
So Joe mentioned him to me earlier and I didn't even remember his name, but I looked him up. I remember, but, Yeah, never played. Never even, I've totally forgot about him. So, wish him luck.
Yeah. No, he redshirted. Yeah. And it's just kind of like the guys that decided to enter the transfer pool. You know, I think it was a lot of either moving closer to home because of what's going on or because of playing time and knowing that they're not going to get too much. So,
they've had a lot of transfers, like a lot. And typically, to me, that signals, you know, new defensive staff coming in or a new staff coming in and trying to create as many scholarships as possible, because we're seeing, like, all these commits happening a lot quicker in the cycle because you can sign in December. So you never know. I mean, I played with dudes that were asked to leave, you know, and that it's like, hey, you know, you the highest you'll ever be here. And I mean, it's you're on. I mean, it's on the record as soon as you step out on campus. Like, they publish the depth chart, so you know where you are. And they'll tell you, like, hey, look, you know, we don't see you higher than this. And now I can't speak to Coach Baber's staff and what they're doing now, but it happens across the board. But the last thing I'll say is that I played. Or there's a lot of athletes when I was on campus that were from Canada. So, and I know that they foster that relationship very well. So it's surprising to me, if he really was that homesick, that there was nothing that we could do to, you know, help him out. But sometimes it just doesn't matter. Like, you know, the people are people.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, with what's going on in the world right now, I'm not going to blame anybody for making any decisions. So, you know.
Dude, I wouldn't be here. If I was Canadian, I'd be like, forget it.
Yeah,
like,
I'm out.
Right.
Peace.
Right now.
We still got four Canadians on our team, so we still have that.
And then don't we have the German kid, too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got some guys from Germany, too.
I don't know. I don't want to sound racy, like, you know, hey, do we have this German guy on the team?
No, we do. No, yeah.
No, I can't profile anymore.
Yeah, it's, nope. Yeah, you can't do that.
So.
Canceled. We'll be done.
My apologies.
We'll be done so quick. But if we were to get canceled, if I could blame it on Tyler, I'd be okay with that. So
yeah, you know, I'll go down. I'll go down for this one because I don't like what are they gonna say? They're gonna cancel my show, my non-existent show anymore.
Yeah, right. True. So look, guys leaving, guys coming. So that's how it works, right? 6'1", 247-pound defensive lineman Cody Roscoe. He was granted a waiver right away, and he's eligible due to the McNeese State deal. They're dealing with a postseason ban for next year. So, two-star according to 247 out of high school, but 3 years experience right now, so that's good. Last year, 11 tackles. This is according to Noon's Magician. Last year, 11 tackles. Nine of those were sacks. 11 tackles for loss, excuse me. Nine of those were sacks. His best game of the year was against Central Arkansas. He recorded 2.5 sacks and a pass breakup plus 5 tackles overall. So he had 6 deflected passes. And you've got right now, you've got what? Kingsley Jonathan, Joe, you guys help me out. McKinley Williams,
Josh Black.
Josh Black. Yep. Okay. So
and then there's a bunch of young guys behind.
Right.
Him.
So, and you've got a guy with 3 years experience, right? So, I mean, what do you guys think?
That's the big thing.
Right? I mean, he can fight right away, don't you think? Tyler.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
I hate calling on you guys, by the way.
Sorry. I feel like I don't know. Today it's weird. I feel like there's like the slightest delay for you and I, Sean.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just like, so I feel like the news reporter that's like, yeah, thank you.
Coming from satellite.
Stay interrupting each other. Hey,
exactly. No, excuse me. I have a point.
Am I on?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Barry. No, Cody Roscoe. So when I was at HBU this spring, they play in the same conference, and it's real high. I mean, it's pretty high level football, even at the
Southland,
FCS
right?
level. Like, yeah, the Southland Conference. Like, it used to be that's where Louisiana Tech came from, and like a bunch of teams that are now in the Group of Five started in the Southland Conference. So it has a lot of prestige. Obviously, we took their head coach, so you know, one would think that there's a familiarity there.
Right, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
But I think this is more of a move because Kendall and Elton are both gone, and there are some situations where you can still put 4 defensive linemen in and still like maximize your coverage. And I think that he's literally for just this year is going to be used in that situation and that's it. And in college, you have the ability to kind of use an offer on a guy for a 1-year flyer if it helps.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it like he's the head coach, right? He comes in, he was the offensive coordinator for Dino Babers at Eastern Illinois before he got that McNeese State job. And Babers trusts him. I think it's a situation where they see the lack of
experienced depth on the defensive line. And sure, it's a situation where, okay, well, he was a two-star. He ended up in a D1 AA, and now he's, you know, 3-4 years in, and he can come in and he can help on the rotation and maybe boost his stock a little bit, right? Maybe you go to classes at Syracuse as a graduate or whatever to – I don't know if he's graduate or whatever, but if it's graduate school. So I think he did graduate.
I think he's a grad student now. Right. So which is awesome for him. That's a huge, like, bump for his life.
Oh, you know what I mean? Exactly. I mean, it's a win-win for him. No matter how much he plays in the football field, it's a win-win for him. And if he can come on and he can actually give us a little bit of depth, then it's a win-win for all of us, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think we have another Ryan Alexander situation either, because, like I said, McNeese plays in a super high-level 1AA, and they played against, you know, national champion-level teams all year. And, you know, coming from a Louisiana school, like, they mean business. There is no – I mean, you can say the same thing about Southern Alabama, but, I mean, you know what I'm getting at. Like,
right,
they cared. I think he has gas and is, you know, willing to put it on the line. So I don't feel any – you know, I don't feel the same way.
What you're saying is a little bit different than coming from Albany or Stony Brook or
This is a guy that's, like, I think outperformed his high school rating, and now he's finally winding up at the place he should have in the first place.
Yeah. Right, 2 stars coming out of high school according to 247. So
that's him being 6 foot. You know, how do you project that?
Right. Okay.
So
one more, and then we'll get into some buy seller holds.
Cool.
6'4", 250-pound Wes Ho. He joins the Syracuse offensive line, the second offensive lineman for the 2021 recruiting cycle. So that gives Syracuse 12 altogether. Ho was ranked 3 stars by 247 and Rivals. And per Noon's Magician, Syracuse was the only Power 5 school to submit an offer. So I don't know. But he did have Air Force and in Navy too, offers from them too. So, which we always are big on that, right? Huh?
Yeah. But they're not Power 5 schools.
Right. But, well, this would.
Well, I'm just saying that still holds true. Whatever. My bad.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, they're not Power 5.
They're not, but
some of those teams are not bad. I mean, I don't know if it's gimmicky, right? Well, yeah, but Navy, but Air Force has been good in the past. Army's had a couple good years. And I mean, I don't know if it's just the schedule. I mean, they're not Power 5. I don't know if it's a gimmicky thing. And it always seems
it's
to me
gimmicky.
Like they can beat the tweener schools, and then they get to that high level, just I can't deal with the talent type stuff, right? But I always look at it as character.
That's it. That's all that matters.
That's really it.
It's little gimmicky, but when you get an offer from them, they see something in the – in the character of a guy and in academics too. So that's kind of where I would go. But anyway, we talked about last time, I think you were on, Tyler, we talked about some offensive line stuff and how we'd like to see some moves there. So I guess that's a little bit of something. That's 2 for the 2021 class. So, in Austin Caughey, I don't know. We talked about him, but I don't know if Tyler, you wanted to touch on him at all.
Austin?
Yeah.
I think that he actually is a really good offensive lineman as far as, like, the technical ability. He's just very far behind on his physical. Whereas Wes Ho, I feel like I don't know. That, did you watch their tape? Like, that offense was the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was a spread triple option. Like, the linemen were multiple feet apart from each other. It was wild. So I think that, you know who I think he's going to be is Mackie McPherson. I think he's going to be an all-conference type center at the end of the day, uses athleticism to kind of be a Jason Kelsey pulling type center. Because he's used to being in open space and then also being able to get in front of the guy. So, and center is where you can really use your athleticism if you're not, you know, an all-world tackle. So that's kind of what I see from him, because I think he's a little small to be a tackle.
Yeah. Well, and going to Austin, again, I think he's a little small too. But Austin, he's really just, like you said, the physical part of it. When you look at him, he's athletic. He's got the long arms. He's got a little bit of the technical aspects down. I think it's more or less he's just got to put that weight on. And I mean, he looks just like a natural left tackle. When you watch his tape, he looks like he can move and be a tight end, which is kind of
– He does. Yeah.
But if he gets on, like I said, he goes there, he redshirts, and he gets a little bit better with, you know, the technical stuff, and then and learns a playbook. I mean, I like it. I like it. I like guys from, well, you see guys all the time from Hawaii going, and I think I believe he was what rated, I think top 15 in the state.
Oh, really?
And they put out a lot of,
they do
good players. So,
and they, once he, hopefully he kind of follows my path, which was as soon as he turns 19, his body realizes like, oh, okay, now it's time to be a grown man. And then it just like overnight, you know, you start to fill out. And I couldn't do anything until I was 19 years old. Like, I just, my body refused to put weight on. And then that day it was like, all right, here's 50 pounds that you've been wanting. So it happens like that, which is just crazy. Jeez. So I think you're absolutely right.
Dan, I'm 37, still waiting for that day.
I mean, I'm
41.
Put in a lot of work to get.
Yeah,
there.
I know. That's what I'm saying. More than just waking up and saying, "Here's the way." You got to put in a lot of work. And when you get into a Division I program, though, like, that's, as long as you follow that map, you know, that roadmap, and you're gonna get there.
I was just surprised, like, how quickly I went from, because I now saw what the standard was, I now had a new level that I could achieve. And, like, just by me even going there and seeing what was possible, it opened up my brain to be like, oh, actually, like, guys can lift this amount. Like, I don't have to be, like, just basing myself on what this other guy in my high school did, because, like, those guys aren't playing at this level. And then you see, like, oh, John Hickey can bench press 225 50 times, like, and I saw him do it. So it's like, okay, well, now that's like the standard. So it's just like, it just resets your expectation level, which I think is the most helpful part about being a first year guy. So you're exposed to so much better football.
All right, well, let's talk. I mean, we got a little poll to go over. We got some buy seller holds. These are going to be quick and easy buy seller holds. A couple of them are really obvious. Tyler, I don't know if you took a look at him or not on Twitter or whatever, but we'll do a couple of those, and then we'll go over some 335 details, and you know, we'll just have some fun with it. So,
by the way, last show you were like, I don't know, man, the TBT, little bit of lightfootedness, and it just cracked me up, like, thus the lightfootedness. I don't know why your explanation on like how the TBT was gonna happen. Then joking that coronavirus is going to win the TBT. It just cracked me up.
Did you see the TBT welcome bag for the players?
I did, yes.
Rubber gloves, a mask, and hand sanitizer?
Yes.
Oh, that was the gift that was given to me at work today.
Oh, no.
After I signed this thing at work that said that I was required to wear a mask entering any building, or face covering. So
right.
And I asked, you know, does it matter what the face covering says? And then they said, well, it can't have any political. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, so you can't have the F my governor face mask.
Nope. I was thinking about it. The face mask. I'm not even going to say it. Go.
Yeah, work probably not the best place for that.
Nope.
Nor is the podcast.
Is it humid where you guys are?
Is it what?
I'm just changing the subject. Is it humid where you guys are?
No, it's hot. It's really hot.
Yeah. Look. All right. Well, look, we are going to take one more small break. And while Tyler's here, we're going to tell Tyler about Bet Online. That is the Cuse Militia title sponsor, you know, Tyler. I don't know if you knew that. I don't know if you knew that. For the Cuse Militia podcast and Armchair Media, there's no shortage of action going on with our partners over at betonline.ag. We were talking about the TBDs coming up. I'm sure you can probably put some wagers down on the TBT. At least I'm hoping you can.
Hopefully.
And then, you know, the best part, though, in my opinion, you got NASCAR, you've got UFC and boxing, NBA supposedly coming back, along with supposedly baseball. But NASCAR and UFC is where it's at. It's where it's been at. But if that's not enough for you, you can always do the simulated stuff. NFL, NBA, UFC, all happening live every day for the big-time gamblers. BetOnline also offers hundreds of live casino poker tournaments and games. And they got the best props in the business. So visit betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device today. And join now and receive your welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online wagering experts. Okay, so thank you, BetOnline.ag. Tyler's heading there right now. He's got his phone out. He's going there.
A bet online, you say? I can place a bet on the internet right now?
On the interwebs.
The interweb.
Interwebs. So let's do
a lot of questions on that, but
let's
I've never placed a bet in my life, so I don't
get out of here.
I've never ever
what
I my brain it restricts me from doing it. Like, I just have this thing where I'm like, I know what's gonna happen and I can probably like make it a little investment, right? You start with 20 and then do all this, and then I'm just like, I'm not even gonna try.
Don't fall in the rabbit hole, buddy.
I will never do it. Just can't.
Don't, because like, you say that, and then right. You're like, damn, Vegas.
Well, people will say like, oh, fantasy football's gambling. It's like, no, not really. I just elect to light $50 on fire in every August. That's what I. That's what I'm doing.
You need to get with Joe. We need
my pool is about my salary is about $400 when it comes to fantasy football.
Is it really?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I usually at least break even. So
that's well, yeah. I think that's second place in the league that I was in, and I got second 3 out of 7 years, and I couldn't go back for a Bills fourth in a row.
Oh yeah,
I went historical.
I did a hundred dollar NASCAR, fantasy NASCAR, which is
oh boy.
But there's payouts, like there's a couple different payouts, you know, because there's like the chase playoffs, but there's the what you call it, regular season champ. You like triple your money. So it's like 300, might even be more. It might be like $500. But at the end of the day, the winner is like, after all the other payouts, winner still gets like $2,800. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good chunk of change. That's a good upside versus like when you submit 50 and then you win back like 325.
Yeah.
That's a very
oh yeah.
Yeah, no
there's
kidding.
There's a league I play with my buddies.
The ratio is awful.
Yeah.
There's a league I play with my buddies. It's $150 buy-in, 12 team, and I won that 2 out of 3 years, and I mean, it was like $1,200 like winning at the end. So I mean,
that's worth that, man.
I allow that salary. So.
Us young guys, man, we're just like charity cases. Like, you know, first place, like I said, gets $300, and second place gets 100. You know, like seven is getting their money back. And I'm like, come on, I'm not going to play in a league where 7th out of 10 gets their
nah.
Back. Like nope. that's too much. So, anyway, what were we doing? Buy, sell, hold.
Yeah, is it humid in here? So. Oh, is that's not a good transition. I'm sorry.
No.
So
you kind of stole his. But go ahead.
So, look, we got our buddy James, our good buddy James Zuba, and we've got the Cuse Water Boy, and they kind of have a similar one. So I'm just gonna go. James's is Syracuse will play football this season. Buy, sell, or hold, Joe. This should be easy. This one should be easy.
Oh.
Syracuse,
why easy,
huh?
Yeah, I know you're very adamant on how easy this is.
This should be
why
easy.
Why should this be easy?
I think this is easy.
I mean, to your point, TBT, everyone tests positive and everyone gets kicked out of the tournament.
Yeah, wait. Well, I think
I don't know.
I haven't heard any news on
professional
that.
Team showing up. Clemson's got 37 positive cases. Don't know what's going on. So, I think
he's like putting it in a petri dish and saying, "You guys are all getting it before the season."
Yeah, get it and get it over
stops.
With.
Yeah, just get look, it done now.
Yeah,
right? I'm telling you, he's doing stuff.
I'm gonna this. The only reason I'm going to buy is because there's too much money involved, and that's it.
I'm gonna buy as well, and it's only because the likelihood of not having college football seems like why. It seems like why. It seems like we could figure out a way, Tyler.
I'm 100%. Bought into the fact that we'll have football this year. Now, buy, sell, hold. Is it fall or spring, Master?
Well, here we go. There's the next one. At Cuse Waterboy.
Okay.
Syracuse plays their season without an alter. Oh, that's. Oh, okay. Well, see. Okay, let's do this. Syracuse plays their season without an alteration, cancellation, rescheduling of a game. Sell. Something is going to happen. Whether, like you said, Tyler, it depends on when we play. Or maybe they start early. I think starting early is probably a good idea. Maybe. But as far as
go
a cancellation.
Go on the record. What do you think? What do you think? Let me know.
Oh, I say plays their season without an alteration, cancellation, rescheduling. I'm selling that. Something's
going
to happen.
Then when did they kick off in your mind?
If it was me, I'd kick off in August. If I was in charge of it, I'd kick off in August.
Yeah, and meanwhile, you have all these coaches that are whining about not having enough time to get their players ready. Of course, those are the coaches that think they have a chance at a national championship.
Right,
but,
right. But you want to kick off, I think it's proven that you, outside, humid, hot, kick off in August. You still got a couple months. You might be able to get it mostly in.
See, I'm going to sell, and the only reason I'm going to sell is basically because of the stories they're talking about the Patriot League and possibly Colgate.
Yeah, Colgate.
I mean, Patriot League not even playing their games.
Looks like a no-go.
So if that's
sure.
the case, God, if Colgate, man. If they don't play, losers. Then if they don't play their games, then there's going to be a game that we don't play, and that would be our guaranteed D1AA game as well. So that would kind of hurt.
It would suck. Well, but do they forfeit, though? Do they have to forfeit?
We just don't get stats for the game. That's what sucks. You know, right. That's when Tommy goes out there and lights up for like 600 yards. You know, those are the games you look forward to, man. Those are your tune-up game. You know, it's like, hey,
tune-up
I remember,
games,
like,
exactly.
You know, it's like you remember, like, okay, well, this is the best part about high school football is like, you know, it's like, okay, well, I always had a number in mind. Like, I wanted to get – my senior year, I was gunning for 15 sacks, and I knew I had to be on like a certain – like pace to do that. So the tune-up game, I was like, today's got to be four. Like, I know that one game is going to be off. So like, as a player, you look forward to that. You know, you get a couple things to pad the stats. You know, you get to call mom, tell her it was really good. You know, all that good stuff.
Yes. And then on top of that, it helps with confidence within your team, right? Okay. Within your group, right? Okay. You can go out there as an offensive lineman and dominate Colgate. You can kind of click on some cylinders and you can learn some things, and that brings you confidence into the next game. Whether it's the offensive. Exactly. I mean, you know better than us, but I mean, that's kind of where I see that. It's just that tune-up game is crucial for injuries, for players that need to sit out. Which if we don't play, then again, they'll be sitting out. But
right.
And then also the confidence of these groups.
Okay, okay. Right. All right, hold on one second, though. We're way off.
No, we're not.
We are. We're a little off. I never heard Tyler's answer. To Joe Sellin.
Yeah, I'm all out. I think that I liquidate all the asset on that. I don't buy one. I don't hold anything. I think that something's going to get interrupted.
Right.
And I think that what we might see is just all like only conference play this year. And if the other team that you have in the non-conference is willing to do it, then you'll see extra games. But I think we're just going to lock in on getting our 8 ACC games this year. And then maybe possibly one or two other non-conference. But I think that all of those non-conferences are going to be very, like, up in the air. Until like, do they happen or do they not? Almost week by week.
Might not even
in the fall.
Like you said, might not even happen at all.
We're playing Liberty. I'd be willing to bet.
Yeah, I think Liberty.
Liberty's going to play football.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. So we put out a poll. Will the NCAA football season happen this year? Yes. No football or limited fans and schedule. That won with 52% of the vote. So football altogether came in at 21%, which is the lowest. And no football at all came in at 27%, which is a little high, I think. I think that's very pessimistic. Very disappointing. Let's see.
I don't know if that's like – there's always reason to have doubt right now.
Sure, there
Not
is.
Not to say like it is pessimistic, but like – honestly, it's been a pretty pretty crappy year. I'm not gonna. It's been terrible.
It's not pessimistic. I think it's pretty logical and pretty
right.
I think it's pessimistic. Absolutely.
Why is it pessimistic?
I got to that thought though. Can you not like
I can see it. It doesn't
that
make
was
it
never supposed to get canceled. March Madness was the first thing to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night, the conference tournaments just stopped.
Oh,
I mean, are we?
Goodness. I mean, you're telling me.
Yeah, it was in the middle of the night. Yeah, I get it. Started in August.
So I'm not. 2020 is.
But you said sell, so you're good.
All right,
you
cool,
think something? You bought that it's going to happen. It's to some degree, right? Right.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're as optimistic as I am. To some degree, something's going to.
Well, and I'm planning on coaching the high school season in the fall this year. Just so you know, like I don't think that I haven't been given reason to believe otherwise. So I just don't know. But the only entity so far right now, as far as I'm concerned, that is not putting out the statements of like guarantees is the NCAA. High school said we are going to play, whether it's in fall or spring, and then the NFL is just like, look, we were never slowing down in the first place. So college is the only one that's up in the air right now. And that's the one that's like, because it's at the university level, the amateur level, you know, it's like that's what gets thrown into all these things. Well, or no, like that's how our brain just gets, you know.
Yeah, no one wants to force the kids to go out and do something if they don't feel comfortable doing it, obviously. But, you know, we don't know how they all feel. I'm sure there's those, you know, kids out there that feel differently about it. But, okay, let's see. Let's see. Let me find another. I saw a good one in here. Give me a second.
Yeah. I don't know. Do we have more failures than good ones?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Once again.
Well, here's a good one. Here's the one that's a little
regress in the buy seller hold on social media, because I feel like we did.
What did you say? What did you say? I wasn't listening to you because I'm looking at them right now. What did you say?
Unbelievable. I said, did we regress in social media about the buy seller hold? Because it seemed like there's a lot of people that just didn't get it again.
Oh no, actually, there was only a couple people that didn't get it. But it wasn't terrible. There's a couple good ones. Let's see. Anthony on Facebook. The newly renovated Carrier Dome won't seat a single fan until 2021. Buy, sell, or hold, Joe. That's a good one, sell. Right? Sell.
I think it's sell. Yeah. How are you gonna spend all that money and all that time to revamp that stadium and not have it, anybody in it?
Well, let me ask you, and I'm being serious.
That's a really good point, actually. Now you bring it up, but man.
But I mean, I have my doubts. That was hard. I don't know the questions you have, so I didn't want to waste my hold, because I do know what state this university is in. So it does scare me a little bit, but at the end of the day, I just don't see a situation where you can't find some way to. So once somebody figures out a way to do it, then I think people are going to follow suit. And whether that's just allowing a certain amount of groups to sit with each other and a certain amount of people to come through those doors, then that's what it is. But I mean, any money is better than no money.
I would sell on that. Again, I mean, if you can't socially distance inside that dome and can't figure it out, then what are you doing? That's right. Just me.
Right. The biggest thing now is masks, right? I mean, everyone wants to wear a mask all the time.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what it's going to be.
Right. And, you know, every other row, families, one family per row. I don't know.
Right.
There's got to be a way to do it, is what I'm saying.
Well, I'm sure it'll be figured out before we get to this point, because we have the NBA coming up, the NHL, MLBs. That's all going to start.
NASCAR's put some fans in the stands. So
no, they're in cars, bro.
But that has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. They're on the field. The whole point is having fans next to each other. So, Tyler, what do you think?
I don't think fans are going to be in the stadium at all this year, actually.
Really? So you're buying
No,
it.
I don't. I'm buying it. I'm buying it because did you know that ESPN pays each member of the ACC $30 million to have their games on TV? So I think that's the more important check to get first and foremost, is making sure that the games air on TV.
100%.
And then, you know, I think that as we get closer to the end of the season, like playoffs, maybe I think we'll get figured out by then, but I don't think that by the time it does, Syracuse is still going to be playing, if that makes any sense. So
yeah,
you know, because the possibility of us playing, like, you know, a home playoff game are nil. So because we don't play playoff games at the, so that's just kind of more my point. It's like I just don't think we'll get there in time.
All right, lightning round. This is no need for explanations. Just buy, sell, or hold. You don't even got to explain yourself. Okay.
You don't have to, or you don't want me to?
I don't care. I don't care if you do. I'm saying we don't have to.
It'll be quick.
Because I'm just trying to knock him out now. Because we're
got you.
getting along. Every time Tyler's on, I know I'm missing my bedtime. Syracuse football team goes 8-4. This is Daryl on Facebook. Syracuse football team goes 8-4, and Tommy finishes second in the ACC with passing yards and passing touchdowns. Tyler.
Oh, boy.
So the full season, and Tommy lights it up. Hello.
Nope.
Sell. Tyler's selling.
I sell the record. I think Tommy could still do the passing part. I think one can happen, not the other. Like, they just can't.
Can't do both.
That's too good of a season. Like, true. It just all makes too much sense.
True. Yeah, I would sell. If you want to break it up, I could be there with Tyler on one of those touchdown passes or passing yards. Joe.
I'm gonna sell. I think honestly, I think we have a better chance of getting that record than actually him being number two in the league. I think it's pretty. I mean, to me personally, my opinion, pretty obvious that Lawrence and Howell from North Carolina are the best quarterbacks in the ACC. So. I mean, they're both NFL quarterbacks. I don't see Tommy this year as a junior, you know, coming in and beating that. So I would say we have a better chance of getting 8-4 than being second and passing it, but I would sell both of them.
All right. At Matt_Sherman52, Trill and Cisco are all CC first team.
Hold. That's going to be my hold. Because they have the talent to do it. It's just whether or not they can understand the new defense. I mean, that's – I don't want to say it's a hard thing or an easy thing because I've never had to do it. But I have to imagine that it does change things. And I do think they have the talent to do it. But I just – with everything that's been going on, lack of spring practice – this whole social distancing thing, everything like that. I don't know. It's very hard. So that's going to be my hold.
I would say one of the two. So I'm halfway there. I think one of the two. I mean, Cisco's coming in one of the best in the country. Coming in.
Yeah, but he's still got to put up the stats.
I understand that. I'm just saying, you know, based on past performance, he's pretty solid. Tyler.
Yeah, well, I mean, Andre's definitely probably – top two safety right now in the country. You know, given your best guy and my best guy, I really like our guy as far as the way that, you know, he's played in the past and how he projects moving forward, especially in this defense. And he's going to be first team All-American heading into the season, so that would hopefully denote that he's first team All-ACC. But I don't think Trill has won an award yet in the ACC, so normally it's so hard to go from, you know, even if you go honorable mention to second team, that's a huge jump. Going from nowhere to first team, I think that's just too – I mean, the ACC last year, I think they had like three corners drafted. So it's like in the first round. It's like, you know, he's got a lot of talent to overcome.
Yeah. Trilled the great pickpocket last year. I mean
– dude. Way to end the season.
I know. It was beautiful. No doubt he's got the talent. Right there. It's just tough to compete like – with, you know, the guys like Cisco and things like that. So, all right, one more. So much for the lightning round, folks. Sorry about that. At Turf on Fire. Don't shake your head, Joe. Don't shake your head. Give me a snide look with the snarled lip.
You got a good podcast going and you care about the time. You care about the time.
I don't. I really don't. I don't. I'm just giving you guys a hard time because you guys pick gang up on me constantly. At Turf on Fire, Dome Nachos, Cuse will get a forfeit win over Colgate, and or Cuse will reach the 6-win mark. We're going to do and, okay? They get a forfeit win over Colgate and reach the 6-win mark this year. I would buy that. I think that's an easy one. I foresee Colgate. I think that's almost done. I mean, you might want to chalk. You could chalk that forfeit win up right now almost. It's very close. And then, you know, I think the 6-win thing, I'm confident in that this year. I think so. Tyler.
If you ever go into – this is me being the fan, not –
Well, that was me being the fan too, so go on.
If you go into any season for your football team and not expecting them to go to a bowl game 6-6, you got to dump in your pants. That's just how you are as a human being, right? So it's like you can't live that way. So you have to say you buy it. I don't know about Colgate. I feel bad. One of my former coaches is now coaching up there. Great program, great place. But, you know, I don't care. If these guys want to just turn in an L and be losers, cool. But, you know, it is the way it is. Sorry.
So you're buying it.
I'm buying it.
Joe.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to sell it.
Wow. The whole thing? The whole kit and caboodle?
5-7?
No, it's not that.
What is it, Joe? What is it?
It's kind of going against exactly what I said earlier, but it's more or less like, I know for a fact that, the Patriot League, they talked about how they don't want to play, right? But think about how much money they get to go and
play. Is that what they said,
Syracuse,
though?
I mean, they said something about how they were only going to play, conference games or limited games or something like that. But those type of teams make so much money going and playing against the Syracuses and Division I teams of the world that once things get figured out, then I feel like eventually, even if it's something where it has to get rescheduled and either the schedule gets pushed back or whatever, or the game gets rescheduled, I feel like that's just way too much money to give up, especially since you're right down the road. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me. So
yeah,
I know I've saw the reports and everything like that, and I still think that there are gonna be some type of scheduling differences this year, but it's just too much money, man, in my opinion, for an hour drive.
Oh, dude, I'm with you, bro.
I'm with you. That's true. I neglect that, but we are neighbors, you know?
Right. It's the most serious smug look I've seen so far tonight. It's very well done.
So it came out that LSU pays their, NCAA team $1 million. So what do you think Syracuse pays? Yeah,
I think it's
because LSU sells so much stuff, you know, it's a rev share, right? So you get a percentage of whatever comes in. That's what you get back.
Right. Well, I've heard around 250 and stuff like that, right? Between 150 and 250.
See, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's getting me out of bed, to be honest, if I'm Colgate. If I'm really dug that far in, am I going to risk $200,000 for my entire team to get coronavirus?
But though?
That's what they're going to say.
Right.
Right.
Is it around that, though? I was kind of guessing. I wasn't being...
Well, I would think so.
Okay.
I mean, it might not be up to the million mark with Louise. Right. I mean, it all depends on where they're coming from and stuff like that, right? I mean, if Colgate right down the street's coming up, it's not going to be $1 million. And it's a private school, too. So, I mean, we have limitations, but...
Well, I think East State last year played LSU as the 1AA game because they're both in Louisiana. And we... Yeah. Because when I was at HBU, we had the film of all of our opponents. Because you just share it in conference so that you can equally game plan for each other. And so I was watching LSU play McNeese State. It was pretty sick. And it was Joe Burrow just dropping back, and I'm watching it. I'm like, this is awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Perks of paying dues. But.
Hey, great buy, sell, or hold, guys. Appreciate it. Everybody on Twitter and Facebook.
What about a buy, sell, or hold? They're going to have to play football with masks on under their helmets.
They already have masks on.
The other masks.
Maybe a face shield on top of the mask or over the mask or however behind the mask, behind the face mask.
Dude, you have to take your mouthpiece in and out every play. How do you get around this? How do you get around?
Well, you have the face mask bars and you put a full shield behind it. I don't know how else you do it. I would think that would be the best way.
I go underneath and touch my mouth, and then I touch the offensive lineman the next play.
And the ball.
How did, what? I just don't.
There's
Exactly. I'm with you. I'm with you. But you're right, because you're licking your hands, you're wiping them on your towel, and then that's on the ball.
You're sweating.
Yeah.
You're trading blood.
Yeah, well, they're going to teach.
Oh. I mean, this is.
Well, hold on. Like we talked about before, though, I understand that obviously football is more of a contact sport, but these guys that are going to be playing in the TBT you can make an argument that that is way closer contact, way closer, way more vulnerable.
I agree with you. I agree. It's more intimate, I guess, closer.
Yeah, way more vulnerable.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you imagine them playing with masks I mean, they'd die.
Yeah, that would be too hard.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's why I think Dabo's pulling some tricks, man. I think he's getting his whole team ready.
Get it out of your system, boys.
Hey, in your system. He will do anything. He plays nice. That dude will do anything to win.
Yeah, no doubt.
That dude is cutthroat as it gets, man. What a nerd.
Again, thanks, everybody, for those. We appreciate it. So, look, Tyler, this is why we're really here, by the way. So let's talk 3-3-5. All right. What kind of athletes are we looking at for the best fit of this thing, for one? And for two, advantages, disadvantages? I mean, you know, I mean, what? How do you see it?
So the easy way to put it is that last year Syracuse ran four defensive linemen. So you have four guys up front. They had two guys in the middle. Then they had six guys. Or no, what is that equal? Five guys on the back end. So they had a 4-2-5. So that made you really light in the middle, right? So if the middle part is only two defenders, then what they did was they took a linebacker out and they put an extra corner on the field. So that's kind of what you're looking at. Now what they're saying is, well, we're not really that afraid of other teams running the ball straight up the middle. So we're going to take out a defensive lineman. So we're taking out like Chris Slayton's position and we're adding the linebacker back on the field. But instead, now that linebacker is more of a third safety, and he's supposed to be able to like travel around the field with your RPO threat. So anytime there's a fake handoff and a throw, that's supposed to be that guy that you took out for the nose tackle, and now he's like your anti-RPO player is the easiest way. So it actually reestablishes strength in the middle of the field and still lets you have the two safeties deep. So what you're doing is just conceding 4 yard runs every play for the fact that you don't get 8 yards a throw every time down the middle of the field. That's my elementary way of explaining it.
That's well put. I think it's elementary for pedestrian people like myself, to be honest with you. I don't study defense. I don't study offense. And all of that I could picture perfectly. So it's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Joe.
That's the defense I run in the video game. Like, I've always run the 3-3-5 because I always saw the merit of it. Because you can also, like, put in an extra linebacker again and then have him be, like, now it's a 3-4. You know, there's a lot of things. Like, there's just so many different combinations.
Yeah.
It's like the triangle offense of...
So what are what would some of the disadvantages be? It's somewhat good for the run, right? You can contain the run a little bit easier. You can get there with the rover spot a little bit easier, right? So, I mean, what would the disadvantages be? As far as, you know, just having this be your defense all the time and offenses knowing this is what they're going to run, this is what they're going to do.
The only thing that I can see is just you're conceding a lot of pass rush because you're not getting that extra like hybrid guy, you know, either a guy rushing up the middle that's supposed to be like what I was, you know, envisioned to do long term was be like a nice interior defensive line. Rush the passer on second and third down and really try to create pressure up the middle. Like, you don't get that anymore. And then if you're taking your edge defender, that was like your Von Miller type that Alabama uses, and now you're putting him in the middle of this throwing window. What you're going to see is a lot less sacks by the defensive linemen and more from like the middle linebacker and the outside linebackers coming from like these disguised places on the field. So the biggest disadvantage is early the players not knowing what to do because it's so exotic.
Yeah.
That's my fear up front.
Yeah.
Joe.
Yeah.
I
look at it like it's a very versatile defense, just like what Tyler just talked about. And it can be used different ways. It can be used the way that Tyler talked about. It can be used as bringing an off outside linebacker up as the defensive end. If you've noticed some of the the outside linebackers that we've been recruiting, their size is about the size of a defensive end too, right? So
definitely.
we get those guys and we recruit guys that have speed and athleticism better than size as far as defensive wise, and I think that helps for this defense. And it really just depends on what the offense you're playing against. Again, it's used to help, like to Tyler's point, stop the run when it comes to spread offenses, RPO, stuff like that. If you get too aggressive, they can hurt you with some intermediate quick passes, things like that across the middle. So really, it's a defense that can kind of morph into whatever you want it to. But it just really depends on who you're playing against and whether or not you can actually game plan and call the plays the right way. Because if you are too aggressive, you can get beat. And if you sit back and you don't have a pass rush, then you can still give up some big plays. So really, it's kind of just like any other defense. It's, you got to figure out what you're playing against, and you kind of got to call it right. But the 3-3-5, I think, fits with our personnel, and I'm really, really excited to see it. It's just, I wish we had that spring practice. I wish these kids weren't learning it on their own and a playbook in their hands through Zoom. That's like the one thing that I just kills me about this year, that I'm afraid of about this year, because I think we do have a really good personnel group to actually run this defense pretty well this year if they actually had the time to get used to it and play it together.
All right. Well, I mean, we talked a little bit about the Rover spot. So, like Tyler was saying, covering that guy, the RPO guy. And, I mean, what does this do for, like, you said it makes you vulnerable on blitzes. Well, what's a third and five look like? I mean, what are you doing, you know, on something like third and five? I mean, it seems like the way it's being described, like a third and five is like, it makes me a little nervous, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the challenge of football, right? Third and five is where, like, literally good coaches and bad coaches are separated. Like, it comes down to that play, you know, like, it's, which is crazy because, like, you identified, like, yes, that is the toughest part of football is, like, those, you know, 50-50 plays. But there's, like, so if three wide receivers line up on one side, there's one wide receiver on the other, and then there's quarterback, running back. So the traditional kind of setup in college football right now. What you can do is that you can put one guy on each receiver, and you can still bring extra pressure from one side or the other that is a modified man-to-man. So, like, because you're now trading an extra defensive lineman, what you're trying to do is disguise, like, okay, if a linebacker blitzes from here and here, we're hoping that one of the offensive linemen doesn't see one of the guys blitzing, and then we have a rusher on a running back.
Right.
So that's how you hope to get your quick pressure, is by, like, confusing which way it's coming from. And then even if, in most situations, if the quarterback just sees the pressure and is in man-to-man and we have our best athletes on their best athletes, we should be able to get there in 3 seconds, you know, or at least, you know, quick enough to where, you know, early on, people will need to, like, really study how we're playing.
Yeah, and I mean, it could be an advantage early on, because
I think it will.
They're not used to, right? They're not used to seeing us. And again, like, to your point, it can morph into so many things, and it's one of those things where, is it man? Is it zone? Is it this? Is it that? Like, you don't really know, because there's so many exotic blitzes that you can bring. You know, they got that Rover where, is he going to play free safety in quarters? Is he going to play free safety in the back in the middle? Is he going to come up and is he going to play that outside linebacker? Are they going to bring an outside linebacker up and make it a forefront? Like, there's so many different things that you can do out of it. So that's what makes it exciting. It's just being able to see it happen and work.
Well, have you guys seen, like, how big Sisko looks now?
Yes.
Like, he looks like he's, like, 220 pounds.
It looks
so
fake.
To me, like, if he is, like, you know, the Hulk, then I don't think this is a bad thing for him, because then he does turn into, like, a hybrid safety linebacker.
Pat, you know, that's
right. Or, like, I mean, maybe as good as Simmons was from Clemson, but that's the same position that we're talking about, the jack of all trades. Like, because he has coverage down so well, all we need him to do now is just basically how to time his runs and also, like, his coverage on running backs. Because there has been some times where, like, running backs will leak and they'll, you know, make a man miss and then all that stuff. But, like, he has the deep stuff figured out so well, and that's the hardest thing to teach because that's so instinctual. You know, so it's like all we need him to do now is learn the easy stuff about linebacker, and we're, like, good. Like, we have, like, one of the best defenders in the conference.
Yep.
So that's the upside.
Yeah, we move that offensive linebacker up. We bring Sisko up. It's like he's an offense or an outside linebacker. Everything's good. We got a 4-3.
Exactly.
And like you said, I mean, he's puffed up. Like, he's ready to be. He's bigger than Whitner. He's bigger than Whitner was when he played linebacker. So
he's probably bigger than Armstrong too, right?
Not taller, but
he's jacked.
If you want to go pound for pound, yeah.
Andre Sisco is jacked. Like, there was a picture of him that I'm sure we've all seen. Tyler, I'm sure you've seen it. Joe, I'm sure you've seen it. Where I was just like, I probably looked, stared at it for like 3 minutes. I'm like, holy God, it's huge.
Something's going on there. Like, I will never accuse anybody of foul play. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, they're getting after it. Like, really getting after it. And that's cool to see. Like, I think that when you start to have these physical freaks come out of your program, you get recruits that start trusting you better. Like, hey, look, you can see what we've done
for
this guy.
Yeah, look what they've done. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, proof is in the pudding type of deal, right?
Well, and this guy was a 3-star, right? That sat behind D1 D-back after D1 D-back. I mean, there's situations where you can go to high school like me and start as a freshman or a sophomore, but this guy, I mean, he was behind guys where –
yeah,
I mean, D1 after D1 after D1 to where he didn't even get a chance to show himself until senior year.
Yeah. All right. Anything else to add? Just in general, just to wrap it up. Tyler's the guest. Give Tyler the floor. All right, Tyler. Joe. I'm kidding.
Yeah, right. you know, it's funny that I don't think I've made mention to this, but the job that I was supposed to take in Texas, I'm actually never fully materialized due to a couple things, mainly Corona, and like I was never actually able to like get on campus to take the job. So I'm moving back to Southern California into Orange County to Newport Harbor High School, and I'm going to be their defensive line coach back in the homeland. So
awesome! Congratulations.
Really looking forward to that. Thank you. And I'm moving, or I'm taking the car back on Thursday, and I'm gonna get back home on the 4th of July. And it's gonna be pretty crazy, man, because like I was talking about earlier, like I feel retired now that I've moved into coaching full time. I like really feel like I'm on like my second act. So I'm like, oh man, you know, retirement's pretty good. I'm moving back to SoCal. You know, I got the whole thing, you know, it's like getting married. Which presents all of its own challenges, but yeah, man. And it's been, I'll tell you what, man, when I see your guys' show come out, I'm always like, oh man, good. Like, and then like the last one was like 30 minutes. I was like, dude, I needed more than that. Like I work out for 45 minutes. So I'm like, you guys need to put out a little bit longer shows. So that's why, you know,
no, you talked to Sean about that.
It's a struggle sometimes though, just trying to make something for like 45 minutes is the perfect time, I think, for a podcast. I think 45 minutes is like perfect.
But see, I think it depends on the content, man.
It really does.
It does. I mean, I know for me, when I'm listening to a podcast, if it goes on for like 2 hours like this one, I mean, you know, I feel like we do good. When I sit down and I get going, I don't have to stop. Like it can go until it's over. But I just like it to stay quick and fresh. And as long as you kind of do that, you know what I'm saying? It's usually pretty good. We don't get a ton of negative feedback. There's always the trolls, and they never. First of all, they're mostly on iTunes, and second of all, if they're on Twitter or even Facebook,
iTunes trolls doing what?
Well, just giving us the one star with no review, no written review, just clicking the one star, you know, that type of thing.
That's Otto's Grove.
Huh?
That's
Otto's Grove.
Otto's Grove is beefing with you guys? Come on.
I have no idea. I don't pay attention. I think, like, it probably, it could come from, who knows? Who cares? It doesn't matter.
Who knows where it comes from, yeah.
The point is any negative feedback I've ever gotten that was legit, no one ever put their name and face to it. And we have plenty of positive feedback all the time. And I appreciate all of them. And they love you, Tyler. And I know you know that because you see it in the social media. And they love James. We got me and Joe, James and Tyler. And we're putting together, figured out how to put together a call-in show finally. And that's all I need. I don't need fancy guests and stuff like that. Because, I mean, there's other shows that can do that, you know?
Dude, I love you guys so much. It's funny that like I will be listening to your show and I'm like, God, I wish I could like just I wish I could be the producer just in the background. Like you know, like the radio shows that have like the guy in the booth that's like, actually, you know, because like you'll say something and like I'll just want to like just like open my mic and just laugh on air. Like just to let you know, like give you a laugh track.
Well, Tyler,
some things that you say in like dead serious that just, oh my God, man, it cracks me up.
Well,
TBD's
you know,
gonna be a little light-footed with this. You know, it's light-footedness.
Yeah. We have fun, yeah, man, well, and we appreciate you, Tyler. Obviously, Tyler has never not come on when we've planned him to come on. When we've planned it, I popped it on you one day, and you're like, "I can't today." That's not what I'm talking about.
But well, I look at it like Joe Rogan, right? Like I watched the Joe Rogan show, right? And I look at his.
I listened to the Jocko one, bro. That was the only one I listened to all the way through, though. Was Jocko because I love him. I love that dude.
Yeah, but it comes down to content, right? There's some guests he has on there that I'm like, I can't do it. But there's some guests where I sit there and I listen to 3 hours of a podcast, right? So I don't mind it when we have someone like James or Tyler on because we can go and we can go. And if it's good content, then who cares?
And now that James is out of New York City and he's not as depressed, he's doing much better. So he's much more fun to talk to.
So he did live in New York City, but where did he move to? Back to Syracuse?
He's from Central Square. And his parents, his mom lives in Key West, and they still have a house in Central Square.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's a real estate agent down there, I think. So they live, she lives there, and then she's still got the house in Central Square. So he's just staying in Central Square until November. He got the hell out of the city. He's loving it. It's beautiful there.
Well, I mean, good for James.
Yeah. Look at you, though. Going back to California, there's nothing like California.
I would tend to agree. I really miss that. I miss it every day. I feel like, you know, it's funny because I got this because of Corona, and like the job that I had was like, or that I had received out here, the high school job, it was like, okay, well, we're gonna push back your start date. We're gonna push back your start date. We're gonna push back your start date, and it kept going. It kept going. It kept going. Like they kept pushing it back, and the football coach is like, dude, like I don't know what's going on, man. And then, like, eventually they were just like, we're not going to move forward with this position, like, on like as your full-time job on campus. And then I was like, well, if there's no full-time job attached, then I can't coach here because I need to, you know, you only get paid so much, you know. Right. It's under $10,000 a year to be a coach. Like, you need another job. And so I applied to graduate school, and I'm actually going to become a special education teacher. And that's awesome. I think that's actually what I'm like, that's my calling, because like I've been in school for like a month now already, and like I'm just getting so fired up about it. Like, it's not what a lot of people think. I'll be in the like mild to moderate category, which is all about kids with learning disabilities. So they just need help processing. They need help people like understanding who they are and like just like what their problem is. And I feel like as a kid growing up, that was so, felt so weird being bigger than everybody else, having these aspirations that are different than everybody else, and feeling like I was always balancing, like, you know, I feel like I have to feel dumb because I'm a jock, and I can't be confident in like all aspects of myself. Like, I really want to like help out kids with that feeling, and like you don't have to be like me. You can feel like a regular kid, even if, you know, you're not the same at the same reading level as everybody else. Like, who cares? Like, you'll still, you know, have all your dreams come true.
And school's tough now, man, for kids.
Dude, it's brutal, man. Yeah. Like, some of these kids, dude, they're so mean to each other, and like the internet is like, you know, just like the shame place.
Social media, all that stuff. Yeah,
on. Yeah, yeah. It's tough, man. It's really, really sad that what social media does in junior high and high school and stuff. It's
no,
bad.
Well, and
it's
again,
bad.
To that, I mean, the biggest thing to me personally, the biggest problem in this country is, I mean, is mental health, and you doing what you're talking about.
Yeah,
is
it's a big problem.
Taking care of that, because that right there, that can give you a condition that can flaw you for the rest of your life, right?
Certainly.
Instead of understanding,
There's a certain, I want to say, a certain satisfaction out of getting, helping someone and having, and just being that person in their life to help them through something. And to be able to even do it takes someone a good character. And you know, I've had people help me like that. So that's a huge deal. You can be a game changer in someone's life. It's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and yeah, I'm just thankful to the school, Newport Harbor, that I'm going to, because their coach was just like, he basically kind of provided the whole thing and, you know, the steps to get enrolled in school, like what they're going to need as a teacher from me. We're going to try and get me set up this year to where, as I'm in school, I'll also like be like a teacher's aide this year to like get the hang of it, and then kind of like then build from there. So I'm really looking forward to that. And like, this all happened because people just had nothing to do and they were at home because of coronavirus. So I was like cold calling all these coaches in California, like, hey, do you need anybody? you know, and they were like, oh yeah, we'd love to have you. So then I started like a low key, like little recruitment for myself, and then let the, you know, let my recruitment as a coach kind of take its carousel course. And that was awesome. Like, that was like one of the coolest things I've ever done.
It was, that's like, awesome.
Basically kind of open myself back up to a bunch of options and pick which one I like. So, and I've wanted to coach at this school since I was like in eighth grade. Like, I've known that I wanted to do this forever.
Yeah. Really?
So.
Well, and those options should be readily available for people like you to help these schools, these communities, because obviously teachers always can't do it themselves. And to have people that want to go and help, whether it's for coaching, whether they have agenda, whatever the hell, it don't matter. Like, going there and helping in those situations in education and allowing these people to gain some confidence and hear something from somebody like you that, hey, I was like this. I understand how you're feeling. This isn't, you know, that's what is needed in this country. Not just California, not just the high school you're going to in this country.
Yeah, congrats, Tyler.
They need more role models, man. And
yeah, that's, I hope so, man. I hope I can, you know, I've got quite a personal story myself, you know, as far as feeling like I had the first act of my life just completely, you know, ruined, and like I still made it to this point. So I'm like, you know, I still got to where I needed to go, and I'm 26. So hopefully, like, now the only problem I have is, like, how do I reinvent myself as a 30-year-old and a 40-year-old and a 50-year-old? Because, like, I'm going to stay there forever and get my retirement pension and then just, like, probably do this and just podcast again into the abyss when I get a pension. And, like, you know, it's going to be great.
Well,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah. We like to say we're going to do this forever, too. So.
Well, you know, you think about it, it's like if I had nothing to do, I would do this anyway. Like, I did do this when I had more time to myself, you know? So it's like, I still am going to like it. So hopefully when, you know, I'm 55 and you guys are whatever respective age, we'll just get on a blower as old men and, you know, make it happen.
Yeah, Joe and I talk big. I'm like, let's start a podcast for X, or let's do a podcast for this too. And then, like, and this podcast, this show has just been such a baby. It's been our baby, and it's taken so much work, and it still takes so much work. It's like, we talk a big game, but this is pretty much it, and now I'm going to do it as long as I can. And obviously you're should. A staple of the keep show,
huh? Keep it going. Like, I sometimes, like, I had a full-time paying job like the past 2 years, and like, at most of the time I didn't get paid a dime to podcast, so you guys are ahead of me in that regard.
It's peanuts, I mean, man.
Even though it's two dimes. I made zero. I was thinking more about, you know, who I was going to bring on the show than I was thinking about my full-time job. You know, so I get how much work you guys are putting into it. And, like, man, like, credit to you guys for, like, trying to keep taking off. You know, you guys got to keep, like, mobilizing, though. Keep going up, man. Keep, like, reach out to people. I'll give you numbers if you want them.
I know it's tough, though. It's tough. I would, like, honestly, that is the next step.
Today's climate? But no, everybody's sitting at home. Come on.
But here's the thing. Yeah, and I understand. I get it. Here's the thing. Like, stuff like that, like, it would be nice to have you on for stuff like that. And just do, like, a roundtable thing or whatever. Well, you know that we can do that. We can plan that. So we'll do that. Hey, look forward to that. But wait, there's more.
Yeah, exactly. Tease it.
Yeah, we'll play in something like that. That'll be fun. We're taking
it's difficult.
The other day in real life.
It's
hilarious.
The thing that's difficult about it for me is just lining it up and getting it to happen. It's kind of, I get mad nervous. I'm going to just be honest. Like, I get mad nervous when to do interviews and stuff until I get going. Once I get going, I'm good. But the anxiety to the point where the show starts is
no. I mean, I was talking more about, like, hey, we both have full time jobs.
Well, obviously, we
I'm
know that.
I'm a girl with three kids. See, you have three thing. Kids. Yeah. Like, that's like, you have to balance life. And
dude, I throw my kids in the other room. I take out all of anything breakable. I lock the door.
Your kids are old enough for that.
I got a 5-year-old.
It's like these chats with you guys, like, reinvigorate me for another month. Like, I can live another day after I talk with you. And it's like, always comes at the best time too. I'm always like, you know, I'm feeling a little squirrely. I haven't talked to enough dudes lately. And then it's just like, because, you know, guys at work, like, they don't get it. I mean, like, they'll never understand, like, you know, I try to tell them, you know, it's like, you know, I really, you know, enjoy Syracuse football and football in general. And they're like, oh yeah, you know, what's that guy's name? Tommy Brady, isn't he going to the, and you're just like, all right. No. Like, just, and people are always trying to be like, oh, Syracuse. Yeah, that's great. You know, what's the weather like down in Florida? And I'm like, dude, like you guys just have no clue what's going on. So the best thing to me is like just talking to people who like know where SU is located. Like, you know, like even basis level stuff, because I can't, you know, talk about this stuff with like anybody else. And then like on the coaching staffs around the country that I've been on, nobody cares about Syracuse football because they're like, well, we're coaching here. Or, you know, like I was going to coach with a guy at St. Thomas here in Houston that went to Central Arkansas that played against, you know, McNeese, or, you know, every so different on like who they care about. So, and every region I've lived in other than Syracuse, like, has not cared about Northeast football, nor should they. So it's like, I've always been an outsider on like my interests.
Yeah, that makes sense though, for them not 100%. To care about Syracuse football.
Well, it's funny, man. Like, as soon as I got the offer, like everybody in LA was like, "You have to go, you have to go." And I was like, "Well, Miami's a pretty good school too." And they're like, "Nah, you know, it's just not Syracuse." And I didn't get it until I went. And I was like, "Oh man, like, it is crazy." And like, there's a lot of kids from LA that do go to the Cuse. Like, half of my neighbors were from LA County and went to like my rival high schools. It was pretty crazy.
Oh, really?
So. Yeah, it does carry a little weight back home, but not much. Like, not like USC or UCLA or, like, you know, now Stanford, too. Like, that's a big one. Like, if you get a Stanford offer, that's a pretty big deal. But, you know, they wouldn't see my Syracuse offer and think I was on par with somebody that signed with USC, even though, like, we played each other.
Right.
Which is, it's just funny. Like, and a UT guy, like, I'll look at him that plays out. Like, CeeDee Lamb lives down the street from me. You know, it's like, that's like the level of talent that's out here. Like, every guy goes to like UT or Oklahoma out here in Houston. Like, Jalen Hurts is from here. Like, half the draft was from Houston. So they're like, Syracuse, whatever, man. I go to like
Syracuse,
LSU.
Syracuse, who? Now, never man. Heard of her.
Yeah. It's like, it's funny, man. It's funny, like, how different it is.
Well, Tyler, we'll get you back soon. Like I said, we're going to take a week off for the 4th of July holiday and my anniversary. Happy anniversary to me and my wife.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks, Tyler. Tyler, appreciate you coming on. So, Joe, thanks for showing up eventually. We appreciate it.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro.
Thanks for not holding us up too long.
Thanks, bro.
Tonight, for Tyler and Joe, I'm Sean. We're out.
Hey. Thanks for listening to the Q's Militia Podcast, the fan's voice with Sean and Joe.
Your face, Sean. That was perfect.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.